Calling all lovers of mystery and fans of a good story. If you haven't already heard me talk about June's journey, you're in for a treat. It's time to don your detective hat in this free hidden object mobile game that delves into the captivating journey of June Parker, a self-proclaimed detective on a quest to unravel the mystery surrounding her sister's untimely death. In June's journey, you get to play as June, deciphering clues and unveiling secret plots within thousands of beautifully illustrated scenes. And did I mention it's set in the glitzy 1920s? New chapters are added weekly, so you will never run out of new thrills to uncover, and you can also personalize and decorate your very own Orchid Island where the story takes place. How sharp are your detective skills? Find out when you download June's Journey on your Android or iOS device, or play online via Facebook Games. Your detective journey awaits.
There Will Be Porn is a porn-based podcast. It's in the title. So this is going to be explicit. Maybe not listen to it with your children on the way to dropping them off. But maybe your kids dropping your kids off at the pool. Probably appropriate.
Oh yeah. This is There Will Be Porn with Kate and Murda.
Hello. And welcome to
There Will Be Porn.
It's Murda.
And I'm Kate. And we're your hosts here on There Will Be Porn, a show where we watch porn live and talk about it. And you get a supercut of all of our reactions. And it's always a fucking good... It's not always a good time, actually, no.
Take it back.
Sorry.
Take it back.
We always have fun with each other, but not always the porn is fun.
Well, let me talk about the porn we're talking about today. I'm not so looking forward to it.
Right.
We've been burned the last couple episodes. At least... Okay.
Before we get into the porn, though, Meredith, how have you been?
I've been great.
Yeah.
Before I got into the studio, I watched your dog Pine to go upstairs and visit a certain lady, a brandy lady.
Yeah, somebody that we all fans of the show know and love as our sex term lady.
She happens to also live upstairs, and your dog was freaking out about seeing her.
We're in an apartment building, by the way. This isn't like we don't all live in like the porn watching commune.
Not in a co-op
where we like share a fucking house where we just watch porn all the time. That would be a recipe for a cam situation.
Oh, I would say
we would need
to be live streaming all the things we do.
Yeah, I don't want to sign up
for
that.
Our life is not that eventful.
No. There'd be a lot of me on the toilet looking at Instagram for peas or poops.
That's for peas or poops.
That's what I do for probably an hour of my day. Okay. Separate it up into different chunks. But yeah, I just sit on the toilet looking
at
Instagram.
What is your go-to Instagram? Like, do you just scroll your normal Instagram feed? Are you looking for something in particular?
So I don't have an Instagram feed, right?
Okay.
I have three Instagram accounts.
Right.
I have my dog's Instagram account.
Yes.
And so every Instagram account has like its own mood.
Yes.
So of course the dog's account is of course like if I'm feeling kind of depressed and I want to look at pictures of cute dogs because my dog's
also
account.
Also happy, right?
I mean, really. Also when I'm just feeling giggly.
Yeah.
Because my dog only follows really other dogs.
Yes.
So that's always like a good time. And the dodo, which is great.
Yes.
And then there's our account, TWB Podcast.
Yes.
And that follows like a lot of really good comedians and podcasts that we like. So I'll look at that just to like feel informed.
Yes.
And potentially get a laugh. And then there's @_MortaBanana. And that follows a lot of feminist blogs just because of our shows. And so there's a lot of like right now, for whatever reason, there's a lot of posts from this one Instagram called Datosphere.
Okay.
And it's basically screenshots of terrible things that men message to women on like Tinder or like Instagram or whatever. And a lot of them are like, the one consistent one is this girl's Tinder profile says, please don't comment. Like, or it says something like, don't let your opening line be a comment on my appearance. And day after day after day, she gets like, hey, you're beautiful. Hey, beautiful. Hey, you're a cutie. Hey, I really like that shirt on you. And she's like, you're not reading my fucking profile. Like, I don't want you to comment on my appearance before we meet in person. It's uncomfortable.
To be fair, I also don't read people's. I didn't when I online dated. I didn't read people's profiles.
I know. But what happens is, like, as you would imagine, let's say she were to get one that's like, hey, nice top. And she'd be like, hey, can you read? Most of the time she responds like, hey, can you read my profile, please?
Yeah. Right?
And her profile says something to the effect of like, please don't comment on my appearance. It makes me uncomfortable.
Right.
And instead of these guys being like, oh, sorry, I didn't read it. Sometimes I just flash through or whatever. Instead of like openly apologizing, the guys would be like, you're a bitch. You're a cunt. Blah, blah, blah. You're ugly. Just kidding. I didn't mean it. Like, the consistency to which these guys freak the fuck out because she's like, obviously you didn't read my profile. Anyway,
that's disgusting.
So I can only be on that account for so long because it gets upsetting. And I'm sorry to like bring us down because we're about to watch a porn.
We're about to watch a porn and we're probably going to be dealing with a lot of that. The last porn we watched was entirely
terrible. I know. And I try to revel in the porn moments where the women have agency and it's fun. And you and I love watching good porn.
Oh, yes.
I love a bunch of naked women and a bunch of naked men like uninhibitedly touching each other. I also like respect.
Yes.
I don't know. Let's go into this one. I think we're both a little burned.
Yeah. The plot description for this one does not excite me.
What's it called?
Well, we're watching number 95 on the AVN's top 100 adult films. It's called The Masseuse. Plot description. After a masseuse agrees shaving a sexually harassing customer down below, he pays her extra for increasingly sexual requests, eventually at his place, revealing she has a family. They meet one last time and finally go all the way. Stars Hyapatha Lee, Randy Spears, Danielle Rogers, Portia Lynn, and Buddy Lee. Directed by Paul Thomas. I'm just going to assume it's Paul Thomas Anderson. This is where he got his Boogie Nights.
Yeah. I think this is all his inspiration.
And written by Mark Haggard, and the runtime is 1 hour and 25 minutes. It was released in 1990 as well.
So most of these descriptions are not at all. They are what the movie's about, but they tend to be very misleading.
This is very Ford. My expectations are so low. That hopefully, like the last film we watched, Conflict, the plot description was just calling it the voice of the generation. Like, it was the porn that started to end all porn.
You know what? In a way, it kind of was the voice of that generation because it was so misogynistic.
I'm hoping that this is different.
Well, I'm hoping the plot description of this being so forward and blunt means that the movie actually has, like, some interesting points.
Or that maybe she's consenting to it.
I'm hoping for consent. Always hoping for consent. Meredith,
me too.
I would like to say that could be a hashtag for us, like constantly about to watch a porn, hashtag hoping for consent, because we've been burned a lot lately. And so, but we're going into this hopeful, and that's how you have to be with life.
Yeah.
Are you ready to watch?
I'm ready.
The Masseuse.
Am I ready? I don't know.
Let's
do it. Are we going to watch it?
Yes.
I love this.
Once again, the music is always fun. Randy Spears. Well, at least we know him. I feel comfortable with him. I have not been disgusted by him, really.
Yeah, because he was just a voyeur in the Raw Talent.
And he was, remember, he was...
No, not Raw Talent. All That Sex.
All That Sex. And he was like a powerful director, but he wasn't super, super creepy.
He just fantasized about all of his actors.
Yeah.
And like let them make out for too long.
This is a younger Randy Spears. This is before he became a father to Brittany. And Jamie. Let's not forget Jamie Spears. All right. Okay. We basically have two people.
Randy Spears, our star.
Randy Spears is Jim. And he basically got asked on a date by one of the women he works with. And he doesn't seem totally into it. But
no.
She was forward. There was no touching.
Yeah. I was very confused by where he's working.
Like a library almost.
So Randy just went home and packed up a razor and shaving cream in a briefcase, and is now walking to a massage parlor.
It looks like
Okay, we have a half an hour for $20, mm-hmm. and that includes a sauna and shower.
He's like, tonight's specials are massage for $20 and a soup of the day, split pea soup. And you and I both just like zoned the fuck out.
I wanted to know what she was going to say. She really drove me. She really sold the product to me. She really sold it.
With a dead, dead voice.
Listen, they're really nailing like the massage porn category. They're so relaxing. To watch.
It is like ASMR, yeah. The way they're talking.
They're barely, there's no massage. Inflection in their voice. They're so calm.
If you want a massage, it's $30 and it's an hour and it lasts longer.
I just have 1 hour regular funds.
Can I please, I would like the special, please.
Can I get
with
the
tub and the scrub and the two
and
women?
The hot stones.
And the two women.
The two women and they walk on your back. Can I get that, please? Thank you. Shh. People are getting massages. Shh.
It's their first time there.
Shh. So I think it's pretty obvious that this is like a sex massage place because some of their massages are like vibrator or fingertip.
Mama!
Whoa.
Why? So quiet the whole time.
And then she just screamed, Barbara! Upstairs for no reason. Okay, Barbara came down. She's looking at Randy and she's like, come on. We just got screamed at together. She's wearing
We're bonded now.
We were bonded.
We've imprinted on each other with the scream.
Do you also feel uncomfortable from being screamed at?
I really like the Lifetime movie vibe that's going on in this film.
The set is very Lifetime movie.
And the music is very
Lifetime. Yeah.
Yeah. It's cheap. It's like generic. Mm-hmm. Free licensed music, but also just like really chill.
I do feel like we're being lulled into a state where we're going to be deeply disturbed.
Oh,
in the near future.
But like I said, they're really nailing the massage vibe.
I hate to say this, but I'm kind of attracted to Brandy Spears right now.
To Brandy Spears?
No, Randy. I hate saying this, but like he has a very natural looking body.
Yeah,
he's hairy. He's not overly bulk.
Yeah, no, he's like tone, athletic, fit without being like offensive.
Yeah, like he looks like he runs a lot.
Yeah, no, like I can imagine seeing a man with that body.
Yeah, I just compared to all the bodies that we saw in the last movie of those gross fucking dudes. This guy is like very, he's like eye bleach for those last dudes.
Yes. Well, there's a reason why he is a porn star now, you know?
Yeah, and he's been a porn star for a really long time, too. Yeah. He is also, like, the way he acts is not, he's not, like, taking up space. Although now that he's getting a massage from this girl, what's her name?
Hyapathia Lee?
No, the woman yelled.
Barbara.
Barbara. Barbara's giving him a foot massage.
Barbara and Jim. He's getting hard underneath his towel.
Yeah.
She's giving him a foot massage with also a good, just a little cigarette.
She's just having
drag
a cigarette.
Every once
and they're
in a while.
Chatting.
It's the first time he's ever come to this massage parlor. He read about it in the newspaper, Caitlin.
He does look a little uncomfortable and she's like, oh, you're really tense.
Yeah, because he came for sex, but like.
She's like, what are you so tense about?
I don't know.
I think she's going to molest him. Which is not okay. Like, that doesn't make it better.
We're just always hoping for consent, like you said. Hashtag consent.
Hashtag consent. Hoping for consent. So she's rubbing his leg next to his balls.
I just wanted to touch you, that's all.
I don't know. I could get in a lot of trouble. Are you a cop?
No.
Are you a cop?
Interesting. Interesting that she's not saying no. She's not saying no, like.
She's not saying I don't want to. She's saying I don't want to get in trouble.
Yeah.
It's obviously there's some chemistry here.
Yeah.
Ooh, man, gray zone. Ooh, boy. It's not sexy, though.
It's because it's relaxing. Because
you're right. It is very relaxing.
That's the nice thing about massage porn.
And she doesn't seem uncomfortable in any way.
No. She's done this before. And that's what's unusual because it does seem like a massage parlor that does do happy endings.
It is suggestive. Yes, you're right.
So it's complicated that, like you said, it is a major gray zone because she doesn't seem to be saying no. But she is saying, no, that's not what we do, and I can get in trouble.
Right. Like, maybe he didn't pay enough. Hang on. He just asked her to do something, and I want to catch what it is.
Give me a shave. A pubic shave. Can you do that?
Yeah, I guess. I've had stranger requests.
Interesting. Okay, so he's like, can you give me a pubic shave?
That she's willing to do it, and she's had stranger requests.
She was like, yeah, okay, I'll go get towels and water. Yeah. I think she's under the... He's already come on to her.
Yeah.
So she kind of knows what's going on, and they're in this gray zone of maybe this is a sex parlor. He seems very nervous. Maybe this is his fetish. He just wants to be shaved by a woman.
You don't mind, do you?
No, it's okay. It's kind of fun, I think.
She's never done it before, but she says it seems kind of fun.
Yeah.
They're very self-conscious.
Yeah, he's like, do you have anyone come here who also wants to be shaved like me, maybe? And she's like, no, not really, which is a great way to be like, you're a freako. But he does seem so nervous about his request.
I feel like it's still just so relaxing.
It is very relaxing.
Like, if this is the escalation of this sex scene is just... If this is the sex scene, there's nothing else to it, then...
Yeah.
There's very nice music. They're looking at each other lovingly.
She's doing a great job. She's really paying attention to the shaving.
She's going with the grain, not against.
He's enjoying it, but also seems nervous. Aww.
She asks him, what does he do for sex? And he says, jerk off mainly.
He's a lonely guy.
22?
Thanks. 28.
I'm young for your age.
So, your reaction to that was great. She asked how old he is, and he says to guess.
Right.
She says 22. And he says, I wish 28.
Then she says... She doesn't say you look young for your age. She says young for your age.
Oh.
And my reaction was, that makes no sense.
And he also doesn't look young for his age. Just if we're going to say.
If we're going to go off that. But yeah. But for her to, she left off the you look. Just said young for your age. Like, no, is he not 28 in a day? Yesterday was his birthday, so he's the youngest of his age he could possibly be. Fuck, man. Well, she's done shaving.
Would you do something else for me?
Okay, so he said, would you do something else for me? Would you give you a hand job? And she said, I can't. And he said, please. She said, okay, but there's a tip. And he said, okay, $20. And she said, okay. So this is not like extreme affirmative consent, but it's consent.
I'm wondering, like, how, like, in this kind of like context,
yes,
how, like, I don't feel grossed out about it. Like,
no, she knows what she's getting into, and nobody's under the influence,
and he's always asking.
He can you do this, please? Is that okay? He's not reaching for her.
No,
he's not getting up off the table. He's making eye contact, and he's like, hey, can you maybe? You know, I'm very lonely. I'll pay you.
He's being very considerate of her feelings, mm-hmm. I think, usually.
Part of me is like, this is kind of hot. And the other part of me is like, this totally perpetuates the whole like, yes, no means yes.
Yes.
So.
It definitely does.
But it is a little hot.
Yes. No, this is hot.
Yeah. I mean, compared to what we've been watching.
This is hot.
This is very hot.
This is hot. This is a hot movie. And also because like, I don't.
She's into it.
Yeah, and they're just.
Oh, what did she just say? Because now they're making out. Hang on.
Here comes sex scene number one.
Okay.
I think he thought she. So he asked her to kiss him. And I think she thought on the dick.
On the dick, because she said no.
And then he says on the mouth. And
she
goes, says,
yeah. Sure. It was kind of. She had this reaction like, wow, that's so nice. You know what? Yeah, I will do that. I like you. You're attractive. I thought you were just going to want me to do gross
things. And he has a great dick.
He is attractive and he has a great dick. And the fact that the way she reacted was like, she's used to men coming in there and being like, I want to fuck your throat, baby. And this guy was like, can I get a kiss on the mouth? And she was like, oh, refreshing.
That we're just getting a hand job and like
and a deep and, French kiss. Yeah. Tongue, 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 tongue. Oh, sex scene. We're definitely leading to a sex scene here, right?
I think yes. I think we're just gonna get the hand job. And I think it's gonna just be on him.
Like on his thighs.
Yes. Just like I don't wanna even like it's just gonna be
based on the synopsis, I'm kind of with you on this. I think there might be a little blowjob action, but I do think it's just he's gonna be just coming up in the air.
Yeah.
Okay, so we're both calling cum shot as up in the air. He has a lovely
just
penis.
Wherever his penis is pointed.
His
like,
penis is quite nice. I don't know if it's lit well here.
No, it's great.
Or what's going on, but the balls are proportionately sized.
And it's the right, and it's just not, it's not even that scary.
No, and she just shaved it, so it's very clean.
Yes.
Oh, her boobs are out. She has wonderful looking
she
boobs.
She does.
She's a beautiful
hot body.
Woman.
Hot body, yes.
So far, I'm not disturbed, and I'm so grateful. So happy to be not.
Oh, the music is escalating.
Disturbed.
Maybe we will get a full sex scene.
Oh, I don't know. They are touching each other in like a loving way that I haven't seen in a while.
I can't imagine that it's going to go anywhere beyond a hand job because that's what they agreed on. That's the contract.
I know. That is the verbal contract that they made. Like, if they have full sex, is he still only going to tip her $20? Hope not.
Well, we
oh,
know
he just laid back. I think it's just, yeah.
I think he's relaxing into it.
Yeah, yeah, guys.
He's just gonna come on his stomach.
Oh God, she's doing a phenomenal job. Look at her. She's working the head with all those fingers. She's doing the head wraparound. She's like not ignoring the shaft, but not focusing on
and
the
not
shaft.
Being too, not being too, aggressive.
Right, right, right. She's fully lubed up. This is a phenomenal hand job.
Yeah, very good.
They should. And he's coming on his belly.
Yep.
You were right, up in the air. We both won that one.
Yes, we did.
Double money shot queen over here.
Good job, ladies. You guessed the money shot.
He's really selling this.
I think
this orgasm too.
I think he really liked it. As a porn star, this is the most tame.
Yeah.
And he probably liked it so
and
much.
And it was very relaxing. He didn't expect to
so
like it so
relaxed.
Much, I think.
I
also, yeah, when you're like that relaxed and have an orgasm, it is really nice. It is very nice. When you don't have to work for an orgasm and you just get to chill out like that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It is super nice. I would totally suggest this scene to women who are like feel that hand jobs are daunting.
Oh, I agree.
I think this is a good educational scene.
Yes, you're right.
For performing a good hand job.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
You're very right.
I'm just finishing. I'll be right out.
Oh, the woman called over the intercom. Barbara, your time is up. Your massage is over. Get out of there.
Wrap it up.
She's like, okay, where's my $20? He's like, oh, here you go. Thank you. I love you.
You can come back anytime if you want.
Aww.
She invites him back.
She said, come back anytime if you want. This is so loving. Ugh, I'm just so relieved.
Yeah.
I'm just so like my shoulders just dropped because I was so tense from what we were about to see. I'm so relieved right now.
Just very relaxing.
Ugh.
Just so. I think, Caitlin, do you think this could be the one where we guess all of the cum shots?
No.
It's going to happen so soon.
There's a perfect game here somewhere. Hang on. Something happened here at the end.
You're the most beautiful woman I've ever met.
Jim gets up on the stairs to leave, looks down shyly and says, you're the most beautiful woman I left in my life. Ever met in my life.
Wow.
And then walks
Bold
away.
Statement, Jim.
After he leaves.
Where's my lighter?
She goes, where's my lighter? Do you think he took her lighter as like a memento?
That's a reason to come back.
It's a pretty innocent thing to take. It's not like he took her panties or anything.
No.
You know, he took her lighter.
People do that.
Yeah. Although I used to collect men's sweatshirts. Be like, can I borrow your sweatshirt?
I like that.
And then never give it back.
I like that.
Don't give that shit back.
We're back to normal every day. Jim was at his office with a girl pining for him and checked in with him about
their date. Mm-hmm.
And he said, I'm sorry. I already made other plans.
I can't break them.
But I can
let's go out another night.
Let's go out for pizza tomorrow.
Can we go out for another night, maybe?
Yeah.
I'm not gonna go do shameful things at a massage parlor.
I just like how beta male he is.
Yeah, me too.
He really is.
I needed this.
Yes.
I needed this performance from you, Randy Spears. I needed it. Thank you for giving it to me.
He's like carrying his briefcase. Like, I'm such a nerd. Like,
I'm so sorry.
I'm sorry. I'm
here.
Taking up space.
I don't mean to.
Is it so much to ask?
I apologize for my penis. I'm so sorry.
But I need a touch so bad.
It's so hard for me to live this life as a man. I just want to be loved. Oh, he looks so sad. So he went back to the massage parlor and he's waiting on his appointment. And he's waiting on the couch.
I came to see you.
Oh, I'm sorry. I just got off.
Well, thanks for that. Our leading lady, Barbara, was supposed to get off, and he convinced her to come back to work as she was walking out.
So that he could get off.
Yes.
Is that what you always wanted to do? Work in the library?
Well, I'm a writer, actually.
Jim wrote a novel and sold it last year.
Oh, good for you, Jim. Good for you. I'm so proud of you, Jim.
And I get my knocks off now at night getting massages. What?
You think that makes you special, Jim?
I'm surprised he's not living on a lake in the river.
Yeah, somewhere. Don't they give
tranquil.
All guy writers like just millions of dollars so they can do nothing?
I think so.
I always thought so.
Or also do nothing plus get massages and handjobs.
Yes.
But it is kind of hot in here. And I don't want to get lotion on my shirt, so.
By lotion, does she mean cum?
I think so, yes. So he was like, are you really going to wear that? She's wearing like a t-shirt and jeans. And she was like, I was going to leave, bro. Like, this is the end of my day. And he goes, okay, sorry. Which, he's really walking the line. She goes, well, it is hot in here. So she takes her shirt off.
Yeah.
So,
and because she doesn't want to get lotion on.
Yeah, she doesn't want to get lotion / cum on her shirt. She knows where this is going. They've done this before.
This one's going to be blow drop. Cum.
You think it's going to be a slow build?
Yeah.
Blowjob come on himself again.
Sex scene number two.
I'm going to say blowjob two.
Yes. But I will say on himself.
Know.
He's going to come on himself again.
Okay, cool.
What about you?
Yeah, I'd say come on himself again.
Okay.
I'm feeling that vibe.
Okay.
But I'm going to say that too.
Okay.
You say mouth, I say on himself. Okay, so basically they're chatting, and he's asking her all kinds of questions about her life, and she's like, do I ask you questions? And he's like, I tell you everything. She's like, yeah, about how you jerk off. And he's like, well, that's all I know. And she's like, that's kind of sad that all you know is jerking off. And he's like, well, maybe you can help me. And she's like, okay, I only really do hand jobs to guys I like. And he's like, but I just want to touch you. Can I take your bra off? And she goes,
yeah, I guess.
I guess. Like, it's definitely consensual.
Funny.
It's definitely consensual, but it's not good
it's
consent.
So funny.
You know?
She does have great boobs.
She has phenomenal boobs. So he came over, took her bra off, and now he's sucking on her titties. Oh, and I remember this about Randy Spears from the first movie we watched. He likes a booby suck.
Yeah.
he's big into the booby suck. Do you think porn stars, I think they have like a routine down. Like if you watch them perform enough time. Yeah, they have like a signature.
For sure.
Okay, she's grabbing his penis now.
Would you give me a blowjob, please?
No.
I do love how he asks for everything, but he does ask and then just waits.
You're the most beautiful woman I've ever met in my whole life.
He keeps using the fact that she's super beautiful as the reason that she should give him a blowjob.
Yeah. It's, she said yes.
She said yes.
She said, all right.
She said, don't tell anyone about this. You know how men are. Of course he's going to tell. It's his first blowjob ever.
Do you think it's his first blowjob
yes,
ever?
Yes, I do. Of course he's going to tell anyone and everyone. She gets all the tissues out. She's a fucking pro. He's like, all right, I'll give you this blowjob. So I think the premise of this movie is a guy slowly tearing down a woman's boundaries to get her to have sex with him. And he's doing it in a somewhat polite way.
Well, also a woman that he already has power over because he's paying her, yeah. But she's working hard
for
it.
She is saying yes, and she is doing a phenomenal job.
Yes.
In reality, this is unacceptable. In the world of pornography, I'm cool with it.
Yeah.
I'm very cool with it. He also just seems to like her so much in a way that, like, makes me feel sympathetic. That's, again, educational film on how to give a blowjob.
Yeah.
She's not deep throating.
Yeah, it's not over the top.
She's not like
this is an attainable
on it. This
an
is
attainable
very
blowjob.
Attainable blowjob. Like he has a big dick. That's a lot to work with, and she is busting out all the moves.
And also she
without going bananas.
Like exactly. Like she's not doing the bare minimum.
No,
for a guy that she could easily do
she's
the bare minimum
into it.
For.
She made eye contact. She like licked it. She did all the things, but she also understands the basics. And is not going like full hog deep throat, which sometimes for me, I'm like, does this even feel good or is this just a power move?
All right. Let's see where this comes.
I said he comes on himself. You said in her mouth.
I
but now that we're watching it, what are you thinking? Boobs?
No,
maybe
no, no,
boobs?
No. I'll stick to mouth.
OK, I think I'm going to switch to boobs. Are we allowing my switch?
Okay, well, then I'm going to switch to him.
Okay, you're saying him. I'm going to say boobs.
Yeah, because I don't think she...
Oh, he's coming. Oh, I should have stuck with my original intent because he's coming on himself.
Yes!
God damn it, Meredith. You're two to one now.
Two to one.
You got two. I got one. On your way to a perfect game right now. Holy shit.
2 out of 2.
Oh, no. Oh, no. He looks really sad that it's over. You know, like when you leave the amusement park, that's the face he's making.
Is that what you wanted?
She said, is that what you wanted?
Not if it makes you unhappy.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
She immediately, he comes and she goes, is that what you wanted? And he goes, well, no, I didn't want you to be unhappy. And he's like, get up. I got to get out of here.
We got to go. She feels very guilty. And he also feels guilty, but bro, it's too late to feel guilty now. He gave her 20 and she was like, I thought it was going to be 40. And then he rummaged around for some change and she was like, geez, that is all you have. And she gave him some money back because women, classic woman move to be like, even though you've exploited me, I want to make sure you're okay.
I want you to be able to have a meal.
Yeah.
I'm feeding you by giving you this $20 back.
Fuck, man. Oh, heartbreaking. Oh, just like a woman to take care of the people who...
I like you a lot.
You like me a lot because I'm the first girl you've ever done this stuff with, that's all.
Okay. So
I can't believe that a man like Randy Spears, very attractive, very well hung, has never had a hand job or a blow job before.
Okay, so exactly. So this is the reality we've come to with this film. He's waiting outside. I'm afraid he's stalking her. But then he goes, listen, I'd really like to see you outside of all this. And she goes, no.
This is a business relationship.
And starts to walk away. But then she turns around and goes, you know what? Maybe let me get your phone number. He's like, can I come to your place? And she's like, no, let me
get
your phone
number
and I'll call you. So that was an affirmative. Like, I felt good about that.
Right.
Because there was a moment that could have gone wrong. Anyway. But then she's like, I thought this was so sweet.
First of all, you better make it.
She's like, make it worth my while. This is just business, okay? I wouldn't do this, but I do like you, she says.
Yeah.
But it's just like, business.
Well,
I need the money.
I guess that she's comfortable
she's
doing
comfortable
it.
She's comfortable with it. Yeah. And she's probably attracted to him. And he goes, I really, really like you. And she just goes, of course you do. I'm the first girl you've done anything like this with. Like, but it's fine. You'll understand later. Again. Just taking care of him.
I just can't believe it.
There is a lot of, and I would love to, whenever we get like a sex worker on here to talk, there's so much emotional labor in like taking care of your Johns.
Oh, yeah.
More so than the actual sex part, but
yes.
like giving them comfort.
Well, this woman is not, she is a sex worker.
She
but,
is now.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, and she says she does give hand jobs
to people
if she likes the clients, but that seems to be all she does. She really is a masseuse.
Right. So now she's like extending it.
Yeah.
A little bit because like, he's pressuring her, but it also seems like she likes him.
While this woman is the first woman that he's intimately been with.
Yes.
That he's intimately been with. This is the first time she's going to be paid for actual sex.
Right. But she seems to be like settled into the idea. She's like, I really need the money and I'm doing it because I like you.
Yeah.
But she also has control of the situation. You're not coming to my place. This is purely business. I will call you.
Yes.
So, okay. Let's see where this goes.
Is this your home phone number?
Yeah, work too. Can you call me tomorrow?
Can you afford me tomorrow?
He gives her his home number and his work number. And is like, can you call me tomorrow? And she goes, can you afford me tomorrow?
So the funny thing is that, like, I wish it was actually more of a sub-dom situation, because he is totally, like, perfect.
He's so submissive.
He's cleaning up his house now.
He looks like he's making food. Or he's cleaning. No, he's cleaning. Because this girl is coming over for him.
But he just moved everything from one counter space to another.
Oh, he's walking around in his whitey tidies. He's got to decide what to wear. What do I wear? All my clothes are on the floor. I got to clean this up. I got to put that away. He's so nervous. Got to make my bed, make it nice. And tuck in the sheets. Okay, stack my books so she knows that I'm smart. Put them over here where everyone can see them. Straighten up my trophies so she knows I'm important. Oh, God, she's coming. She's coming up the stairs in a phenomenal dress.
Great.
This girl looks beautiful.
She dressed up for him.
She really did.
It's not as bad as I expected.
Well, I cleaned it up a little.
Oh, she says not as bad as I expected. He's also wearing a great outfit. He looks very good.
I will say those pleated pants really work for him.
He's wearing pleated pants and they look good. He looks nice. So they're talking about literature right now. Remember, he put out his books for her to see, so she picked one up and he's telling her about it.
Well, it's poetry. It's a book of poetry.
She seems to be like intrigued by it, but then she also put it down like whatever. Poems.
So they're going to I'm going to jump right to the sex scene.
Right, cuz they're going to have sex. So he's paying her for it.
I'm going to say he's going to come on her stomach.
Yeah, cuz they're about to have loving, passionate sex.
I bet it's missionary the entire time.
He's definitely going to go down on her, because if I know Randy Spears, he's all about getting up on that clit. So he's 100% going to go down on her.
Oh, are they going to have sex on this counter that he just cleaned?
I don't know. They went into the kitchen and he's going to make her some food. He offered her alcohol and she was like, no alcohol.
Yeah. So I think he's making a coffee or tea.
Tea, maybe.
Are they about to have tea?
I love that.
Oh boy. Sex scene number 3.
I'd like to do something different tonight.
Yeah? Like what?
I'd like to tie you up.
Whoa. That came out of left field. Okay, so Randy Spears just poured her coffee or tea of some kind. She asked what he would like for the evening.
Wait, she just said
and
something too.
And he says,
hang on, yeah.
I'd like to try something different. I'd like to tie you up.
Yeah, fucking left field. He's for a man who only just received his first hand job and blowjob, he's going
hard. Graduated.
Into fetishes.
He graduated quickly.
He did some research at the library he works at, and he found some things he wants to try out.
He's intrigued. Yeah.
Oh man, she just said
you
something.
Think he has
too.
Like a bucket, like a sex bucket list that he has been working on, and he's like, I wonder how much of this I'll be able to do on this woman.
I mean, I'm paying her. Like, maybe she'd be more willing than a normal lady. Oh boy. Okay. So they're negotiating the price. They agreed on $75, and she wants to take his book poetry.
And also, he kind of liked that.
Was like, yeah, of course you can have my book.
I bet he just tickles her or, like, caresses her body.
I think he's going to be nice to her.
Yeah.
He might tie her up, but I think he's going to be real nice.
Yeah.
I fucking hope so.
Yes.
Oh, God. It is dangerous.
Yeah.
Okay, so they went to the bedroom, and she's like, what, you want to get naked? And then she's basically just strips down immediately. And he goes, okay. Starts taking his little short sleeve shirt off.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, all right, sex scene. We're both calling, what did you say, stomach? I said stomach. Let's see if we can call the positions. Making out, genital touching, cunnilingus, blowjob.
Well, wait, so if she's
missionary from behind.
Do you think she's just going to be tied up with her hands over her head, or actually tied to a wall, to something? Because if she's tied to, like, the banister.
I think she's going to be tied, arms behind her, tied to each post of the bed.
Okay, that's if that is the case, then the most it could be is, like, missionary. So, like, cunnilingus and missionary.
Oh, good point, okay.
So, yeah, that's if she's, like, just tied with her hands together.
Maybe, like, legs up real high, but otherwise just, yeah.
No. I changed my mind. You can't do that.
Oh, no.
I changed my mind. I don't want to do it.
He got the rope. And she started freaking out a little bit.
She was like, no, I changed my mind. I don't want to do it. Put it away, please. And she is freaking out.
She is freaking out. And he said, okay.
He said, okay.
Would you just lie there? Let me look at you?
Sure. It's okay.
So he asked as an alternative if she could just lie there and let him
look at her.
Look at her. This is the first time this is clearly the first time that she's gotten to someone's house.
Yeah.
Someone's house for sex.
Yeah, also not being tied up, smart choice, lady.
Yeah, I would have said no to begin with myself.
Oh boy. So he's just laying next to her, touching her boobs. I was like, at first is she going to just touch her belly, but now he's touching her boobs.
He's very loving her, kissing
her.
He's so loving. It's like the way I kiss a dog.
Yeah.
That's exactly how I kiss a dog. It's like I woke up this morning and I kissed your dog like that.
I know. It does seem like he really likes her.
There's a lot of I'm sorry's in this movie.
I'm fine with that. Basically, he kind of got upset with her because she was moving her hands and he wants her to keep her hands down. And she was like, why? And he's like, it's personal. And then he goes, I'm sorry. So he needs to be in control maybe because he's such a beta. He's just so uncomfortable with himself.
He's learning to be in control for the first time in his life.
Yeah. Here's the Randy Spears I know and love. Cunnilingus. Just diving in. Because you know a man who's never been close to a woman's vagina does not eat pussy like that. No way.
No.
She's telling him what to do. She's like, work your way around the clit.
She's guiding him through it.
This is how you got to do it. And he's like, okay. All right. I can follow instructions. Yes, ma'am. Okay. All righty. This is hot. I like a woman, again.
Also, the way he's closing his eyes.
He loves it.
To lick her pussy.
This is a man that loves licking.
It's just
so beautiful. Also, another educational moment. Women always tell your men how to eat you. There's nothing wrong with it.
Oh, no.
If it doesn't feel good, don't fake it. You look at him in the face and you say, hey, this is how you do it. Okay? Educational moment. This is a great introductory porn for people who don't watch porn. She's like, yep, keep doing that. Yep, great job.
I love that. I love telling a man to keep doing the same thing.
She's like, yep, mm-hmm, you're nailing it.
Do not try and get creative.
Continue with that move.
Do not get creative. This is exactly what I want.
I won't move. You keep doing that, and we'll both be happy. So he stopped and goes, I want you to do something for me. You stay here. I'll be right back. She's like, okay, whatever. You do whatever you got to do. It's like, I got to go take a dump. So he came back with oil. She's like, have you ever used it before? He's like, not really. She's like, it's fun. You're going to ruin your bedspread. And he's like, it's okay. I'll clean it. And now he's pouring oil on her. This is so innocent.
It is so innocent.
It's so sweet. They're learning about each other and they're communicating about what they've done and what they haven't done and what they're comfortable with. And like,
and he's still just like pleasuring her.
He's fully focused on her.
Yeah. Like he has not been touched yet.
No. And she's like,
which is what
every time he wants to do something, he's like, can I do something? Can you do something? I'm going to go get this. Oh, he's putting it on his penis. That's helpful. You got to lube that sucker up.
You're not going to check off now.
Yeah.
Okay, so he started touching himself and she's like, you're not going to jack off now, are you? And he goes, yeah. And she's like, no.
You're going to keep rubbing me with oil.
Yeah. And Meredith, this is one of the longest sex scenes we've been in so far. It's slow. There's a lot of buildup. It's very, like, exploratory. It's very consensual.
Yeah.
Now they're just making out.
I think they're about to start having actual sex now, though.
Oh, definitely.
Oh! Interesting.
Whoa!
Yeah.
She's laying on top of him, like, her back is on him, and she's just, like, he's just touching her.
With oil, lots of oil, very oily.
This is hot! I'm writing it down. That move I'm trying at home.
I actually do like this as well. It's very plain, very relaxed. It's very nice.
So relaxing. It's like ASMR porn.
Yeah, it is.
So he's touching himself.
And they're starting to dirty talk a little bit.
They're starting to dirty talk, but it's like very tame.
Could I jack off on your shoes?
Oh, sure. I didn't see it coming. I didn't see it coming.
He says, can I jack off on your shoes? I have a theory. I think he thinks this is the only time he's ever going to have sex. So he's like, has to hit all the fetish marks.
My theory is he's like the shoe serial killer. Like,
maybe. He jacks off on him. Then he kills her and keeps the shoes. So now he's just...
So I guess we're going to get wrong about the... I mean, he just told us where the cum shot's going to be.
I know. I'm really bummed about this. So he's jacking off, and it looks like he's going to jack off onto her shoes. Meredith, while we're watching this man jack off on someone's shoes, can I ask you... how do you feel about feet?
I feel fine about them.
You don't care either way?
Yeah, like, I'm not... I don't find them gross. And if someone was like, lick your feet, I actually probably would be like, okay, that's fine. But like, it's not something that turns me on.
Right. It doesn't turn me on. It doesn't turn me off unless there's like filth involved.
Yeah.
Like if your feet are dirty or if you have like your toenails are all fucked up.
No. Like I just showered. If someone was like, lick your feet right now, I'd be like, okay.
So we both lost this, Meredith. He's coming on her shoes. He told her not to move. Please clean her up. Please clean her. Oh, he's cleaning her shoes.
And she's wearing leather shoes, so they're not going to stain. They'll be able to clean them.
He's cleaning her up. So she goes to take, she's in a bath. Look at this pink bathtub. What a beautiful pink bathtub.
She's visibly upset for some reason in this tub. And he asks her, what's wrong? I don't understand. And she goes, I know you don't understand. I do like that she's setting boundaries. Like, if I'm upset and I'm not telling you, it's not your problem.
Yeah, she's like, it's not your fault I'm upset. She goes, aren't you going to get in and get washed up? He goes, yeah. And as he's getting into the tub, he bumps her head. It's really cute. And he's like, I'm so sorry.
You know, you're going to be okay when you grow up.
He's grown up.
You're going to be okay when you grow up. He's 28. I mean, he is a little immature, let's be honest.
No, keep it.
They're saying goodbye at the door, and he gave her the book.
Thanks.
Basically, at the end of their date, she's like, Barbara's like, we can't do this. Like, I have my life, you have your life. This isn't anything but impersonal business.
We're back at the library, and she must be calling, because there's a phone call for Jim.
Yes, when we go back to the library. So you can tell
that... So she's not ending it completely.
No, but she's torn, you know?
Well, anyway, I called to tell you that I really can't see you this week.
So it seems like they've been seeing on this phone call. She's like, I can't see you this week. I have some personal stuff going on. So it seems like they've been seeing each other maybe regularly.
Or not. Maybe that's like the first phone call. Like maybe this was going to be the second time like she had scheduled with him.
Maybe.
And she's canceling.
And he was like, okay, that's fine. And so now he's at home reading a book about chairs.
Shirtless.
He seems really bummed out. He misses Barbara.
There's a girl at your work, though, that will suck your dick.
Wants to be with you. So now he's looking at the porn section of the newspaper, and he's looking at the phone. You think he's going to call, like, a sex hotline?
I don't understand why this guy needs Barbara.
Yeah, you can get any girl, dude.
That's what I don't understand here.
Ah, it's a confidence issue, you know? It's not how he looks. It's his confidence level.
He wants a sure thing.
Yeah. Yeah, you know, there are a lot of men who are more comfortable with hookers than they are with real women.
Fair enough.
Because they don't... It's a fear of rejection, you know?
Hi, is Barbara there, please?
He reached out to Barbara at the massage parlor. Wants to see her. Dying to see her.
It's so important that I see you. My dick is full of cum. So he went to the massage parlor looking for Barbara, and she has just left. So he's like, okay, I'm going to go find her so I can kill her. He's driving a very garbage-looking VW Beetle.
They're really
digging in the fact that he has no money.
He's going to spend all of his money on her.
He found her. She's walking home? She doesn't have a car in L.A.? I guess she really does need the money. He's following her. This is definitely where he finds out she has a family. I
swear to God, if this did not have sex in it, this movie would be on Lifetime.
Yeah,
it would be on a daytime soap.
It has that feel. Yeah.
It's incredibly well produced
mm-hmm.
and shot. I'm very impressed.
Just for everyone out there, though, just to be aware, this is stalking.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely.
He is stalking her. He knocks on the door and she fucking answers the door with a baby.
What are you doing here?
Her husband's like, who is it? And she's like, it's a friend of mine from my acting class. And he's like, oh, I'll have him come in. I'd love to meet him.
And she
has a fucking baby with her.
And
this is hella uncomfortable. Oh, boy.
What a nice family.
Yeah. So he gets invited in, pretends to be the acting partner. He's like, oh, I'm here to pick up a
play. Because Barbara's an actress.
Yeah. Her husband's being really nice to him.
Typical LA story.
Typical LA story. She shuts the door on him and is like, goodbye. He's like, yeah, I gotta go.
I'm serious. If the sex wasn't so hardcore, this would be on any
Lifetime
television show.
Yeah.
This is such a typical story. It's insane.
He comes to the massage parlor another day and comes in and says, I'm sorry for the other night.
Barbara, I'm really sorry about the other night.
Never, ever do that again.
Barbara's about to let him have it, though.
It won't happen again, I promise.
She is not letting him get away with this bullshit.
I guess you're married, and she's like...
Don't just stand there and say you're sorry. It doesn't mean anything. Can't you say something halfway intelligent and adult?
Oh, shit, Barbara.
Barbara, that is the fucking most amazing thing I've ever heard anyone say in a porn.
Ever.
I love her.
Fuck, she just dragged him.
Barbara is a queen.
I don't understand. Why do you stay here then? Why do you work here?
Money.
Okay, so Barbara's like, I love my husband. He's my whole life. I love my baby. I love my life. We don't have any money. My husband's a writer. He's trying to write a novel, and I'm supporting him. And fucking Jim is like, but can't you do other jobs? And she's like, not to make the money that we need. Like, this is what I do. Fuck.
And then Jim is like, but I love you.
I love you. Fuck you, Jim.
Did you not listen to anything I just said? I don't love
Jim,
you. I don't need you.
I just explained to you that
you are not bringing.
You gave me money that I needed for the life that I love.
Like, yes.
Jim, you were just a pawn. Like, maybe she has some feelings for him because she's a caretaker and a good person.
Right.
But like, he is not worth it.
No.
Oh, Barbara, you are a goddess.
Well,
Barbara, the things you do for the men in your life that they don't deserve. Barbara,
I got to get out of here.
I love you, you know.
Let's take a walk.
Okay, so they probably are meeting for like one last time, right?
They're cleaning up the algae in
the LA River. It's B-roll of these workers cleaning up algae.
They're taking a walk by the river. Down by the river.
Right. From my understanding from most movies and what I'm seeing now, the LA River is not a glorious piece of natural wonder. It looks
the
like
reservoir.
A sewage, like, dump.
I need you now, Barbara. I mean, nobody else is treating me the way that you have.
It's because you haven't tried.
Yes, Barbara, you're right. That's why you hasn't been treated by anyone else the way you have, because he hasn't tried.
Yeah.
Again, I will reiterate, Randy Spears is a hot, looking fine piece of ass, well dressed and well hung. He could go to a bar and find any lady to take him home and treat him well if you really wanted.
She's just giving him advice. She's like, I don't think you're confident. You don't look at yourself like a sexual being.
He's like, when I'm with you, I feel sexual.
And she's like, of course, idiot.
Later, my place.
Okay.
Thursday.
Yeah. Okay.
Promise.
All right.
Okay, so we're back at Jim's place. He's got flowers. He's got a candle.
I think he knows it's the last time.
Yeah.
He's making it as nice
as
possible.
He's going out with a bang. That's fine, Jim. That's fine with that. As long as you respect her boundaries. This music is like montage. Like, bah, 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 you're gonna do it. Ooh. You're gonna make the choice of your life. Dun, 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 dun.
What's going on? You getting religious?
She walks into a candlelit room and says, you getting religious on me?
You getting religious on me? And he's like, no, I know you like flowers and candles. She's like, it's a joke, Jim. It's a fucking joke. Then she goes, obviously I can't take these flowers home with me, Jim. I'm married.
So what do you have in mind tonight? You want to tie me up or shave me? Sodomize me.
They're about to make
sweet
love.
She goes, so what are you going to do? Tie me up, piss on me, sodomize me. What fetish can I help you out with tonight? Is literally the words that come out of her mouth.
She offered a full menu.
She offered a full menu. And she kind of was like, this is my role. I'm like helping you with these things. And he came out and he goes, it's not what you are to me. That was then. This is now. Because then, just want to clarify, she was an object that he was paying for. Now she's a mother and a wife,
and he can't seem
to reconcile those two things, right? Whore and Madonna.
No.
She's become Madonna now.
They're going to make the sweetest.
Sweet, sweet love.
He hasn't come on her yet. She's got to be coming on her this time.
Stomach.
Yeah.
Are you ready for the final sex scene?
They're making out. They have their clothes on. Just updating you guys on what's going on. In this sex scene, they're making out. They have their clothes on.
Oh, but her skirt is mysteriously gone.
Fell off. She's such a beautiful woman.
She really is.
Like, and you know that nothing happened to her. Like, nothing good happened to her after this movie. Like,
I don't know. Like,
well,
she's,
maybe she had a really successful porn career and made a bunch of money.
I was going to say, I'm going to look up.
Look up what happened to her, please.
Because I think she could have also done, like, legitimate movies.
Maybe. She's a decent actress.
Not that porn is illegitimate, but, like...
No, I know what you mean. Something that's, like, unstigmatized. So she's giving him another one of her incredible blowjobs that she's so good at, you guys. She's working in a hand on the butt. She's giving him licks and eye contact. And she's focusing on the head, which is the most important thing. Again, educational movie right here. Any update on where Hypatheria is now?
Hypatia. She was born 1960. She was married to Bud Lee. So that I think the guy in this movie is actually her actual husband.
Husband, interesting.
Yeah.
Okay.
It is the stage name for a former American exotic dancer, pornographic actress, recording artist, and current writer and author of a Native Strength book and video series. She's one quarter Cherokee.
Wow.
She was the only Native American in the adult business during her tenure. This contributed to her becoming one of the best known pornographic actresses of the golden age of porn.
Wow.
She's a Hall of Fame inductee.
Good for her.
And she's an online columnist for High Times.
She must live a really cool life. You know what? Good for you,
girl. I think so, too.
I'm really happy for her. Okay, so now they're having missionary. We skipped a couple things. We skipped them doing a blowjob, and now they're having missionary. And they look like they're having a wonderful time.
Wait, is it missionary? Is it still called missionary
if a woman's on top? She's on top. So it's not missionary.
I just all of a sudden was like, if that's true, I did not know that.
No, I was just mixing. It just was boring. So it was where my mind went. But yeah, now they're having, I think this is the first time they've ever had sex, right? Or penetrative sex.
Yes, you're right.
Oh, look, they're making out so much. I love making out in porns. So I just want to talk really quick about her butt crack.
Yeah.
It has, like, coloration.
Yeah.
Which, like, before they started bleaching buttholes, like, that's what a butt crack looks like.
It's still what butt cracks look like.
I know. Well, but not in porn. And it's nice to see, like, that secondary sexual trait.
Yeah.
That little coloration in your butt crack. I love it. I'd love to see some hair in there, but, you know, you can't have everything.
Oh, that's all right.
You can't have everything.
I don't want to come inside you. It's okay. I care. Oh, it's all right.
Oh, he was like, I don't want to come inside you. And she said, it's okay.
Interesting.
Oh, are we going to lose?
Yeah.
Oh, God. Yeah. Damn it. He cummed inside of her. Fuck, we both lost.
Yeah. I didn't see that coming.
I didn't see that coming either. Oh, we didn't see any semen at all.
No.
It's just a shot of their faces and how happy they are.
Are we getting another sex scene, you think? We still have a couple minutes left in this movie.
We have like 5 minutes left. Oh, they're having the breakup talk.
You know, I really don't think we should see each other anymore.
He's like, I don't think we should see each other anymore, which is fair. You know, he knew this was the last night.
Oh, yeah.
He
absolutely
knew. Jim, you're going to be fine. You're going to be just fine.
You've got it. You're a man. Don't ever forget that.
I love that.
Okay, okay. Say it.
I
say
love
it,
that.
Say it.
So they're saying their goodbyes. And Barbara is just reminding him, look, you've got it. Never lose it. You're a man now.
Never forget
Never
that.
Never forget that.
And
look
he's
how
smiling
proud he
as
is.
She walks away. She really changed his whole life.
He feels he's finally a man. She made him a man.
She's like a goddess. So she just swoops in and like makes him better and then flies away.
And now he's finally brave enough to take the young lady at work out to a movie.
Out to a date.
Yeah, is Barbara here?
Barbara doesn't work here anymore.
So he went to the massage parlor to look for Barbara after saying he would go on a date with this girl. And the lady, the massage parlor lady, is like, she doesn't work here anymore. She
you
left 2 weeks ago.
To be fair, I bet he's going there to just get a pep talk from her.
Yeah, to just be like,
I mean,
I'm going on a
of
date.
Course he would,
I want you to be proud of me.
Of course he would stick his penis inside of her, but I have a feeling that she...
Who are you looking for, buddy? Barbara?
He went to her house.
They moved out of here a week ago.
And the neighbor's like, they left a week ago.
Do you know where they
why
went?
Why did he go to
no.
her house?
With place for
maybe
rent.
Maybe he just
you
wanted
rent?
To tell
no,
her he was
no.
going on a date.
I hope so.
No, I just got to get a message to
Barbara
her. It's kind
Lynn.
Of important.
Barbara
that's
Lynn's
all.
Baby in a life, bro. Down by the ocean looking out.
Longingly.
Longingly.
Remembering Barbara.
Listening to Barbara's voiceover.
So now he's there.
He's all, look at him and he's on a date with this blonde girl. And that's
this
that.
Was this movie was great. We only saw two people naked the entire time.
And there was a lot of asking for permission. This movie was good. I very much feel like this movie was made for women.
Yeah.
All right. Let's get into these awards, Meredith.
Oh man. I mean, there's only two people who could get awards in this fucking movie.
Let's go for most athletic.
I guess, is it between Barbara and Jim?
Or Jim, yeah. Which one of them is the most athletic? I mean, they both seem very athletic.
Yeah, it's really...
I'm going to say Barbara.
Well, I'm going to say Barbara, too, because she walks home.
Yes. Absolutely, yeah. Okay, feminist nightmare?
Jim at the end of this,
Jim,
end of this
yeah,
movie
pretty
when
much
she
throughout,
broke,
he's, yeah.
When she broke, more that she broke up with him essentially, and then at the end of the movie was still going to her house
to
where
her
he
house,
knew he should not
she's
go.
She's with her family. Safety patrol?
I would say the counter woman.
The counter woman.
At the mm-hmm. massage parlor.
Mm-hmm. She's keeping those ladies on time. She's telling them when to come in and when to go.
And she's told him many times that Barbara is there's other women there.
There's other women. Yes, exactly.
She's trying to get
Help.
Him off Barbara.
Exactly, yeah. Best position?
I would say the very relaxing hand job that was at the beginning of this movie.
Ooh, I liked that too.
The best position.
I was gonna say our final sex position from the side, like they're
yeah, that is an excellent
in
one.
In the bed, I think that's just a classic that I don't see enough of.
But I also just love the I just like the relaxed nature of the hand
yeah,
job.
Yeah, that was nice. Try at home.
The oil up. Body rub.
The oil of body rub. I have the same thing where she's laying on top of
so
him
good.
And they're just like rubbing bodies
yes.
together. Yeah.
it's like a fun at-home slip and slide.
Who I think MVP is a given, right?
Barbara.
It's gonna be Barbara. She was amazing.
Yeah.
This whole movie was dedicated to her. She's
anyone who ever tells anybody, ever, anytime, ever in the whole world, man or woman, that don't say sorry, it means literally nothing. Deserves an
Just
award.
A goddess. She's
yeah.
a goddess.
She's a queen.
Money Shot Queen, I think you won.
Yes.
We had some ups and downs.
I couldn't believe that he came inside of her at the end of this
yeah,
movie.
Yeah, me neither.
That really is.
We also didn't see the shoe thing coming. This was all from left field.
Yes.
But I liked it. I believed the plot.
Yeah.
You know?
I believed every cum shot.
I did. Yeah. I mean, it really was like, ooh, I love non-Viagra porn. You know, you really, it's sold on the coming.
Yes.
Yeah.
What have we learned, Meredith?
Not to take money for sex from people that
tell us that they love us.
Yes.
Because they will stalk you and try to kill you. Yeah. I would say I've learned that I haven't been putting enough value on hand jobs.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think I'm going to revisit that part of my life.
A good hand job is always nice.
Hand job. Yeah. Really,
I think it's also, you know what? I do think like hand jobs are okay when you're young. And you're like, hand jobs are the thing that seems accessible.
Uh-huh.
They're not easy.
No.
Blowjobs are easier.
Blowjobs are way easier.
And so
sex is easiest. Easy. Honestly. Yeah. Oh, for a woman. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So when you finally learn the talent of a good hand job,
mm-hmm.
at that point you've already dismissed it, that it's hard to integrate into your life.
You know what's funny? As we've started making this podcast and telling people about it, and they're like, oh, what are you, all the things you're going to learn from porn? Like, are you going to do freaky stuff now because you're watching so much porn? And my answer is now going to be more hand jobs. Because it's true. And also, like, that's what I'm learning about.
Yeah.
Everything else I already knew and I, like, wasn't, you know, whatever.
We're going back to basics.
Yeah. That's how you really get a true education. Yes. You circle back around. The student becomes the teacher and then vice versa.
Yeah.
All right, guys. While Meredith's looking up the next movie that we're going to watch, I'm going to let you know how to follow us. You can follow us at TWB Podcast on Instagram and on Twitter. You can actually, on Twitter, it's TWBD, but that's fine. You'll find us anyway. You can also follow us on the network, which is @_morebanana, or you can go to morebanana.com. Look out for announcements and things that we'll be sharing about God fucking knows what. And if you want to follow Brandy, our sex term aficionado, you can follow her at, I think it's at Texan. So Texan YC. So it's like Texan NYC, but only one N. And we'll see you next time because the next movie we're doing is
number 94, Two Women.
Oh, I wonder what that movie's going to be about.
I wonder, too. It stars Aisling Gear.
Oh, cool. A return.
Yep.
Cool.
And Randy Spears.
Oh, I love it. I'm already excited.
Yeah,
I feel
me
good.
Too.
I feel good. I'm back to feeling good about this.
I like Randy Spears.
Me, too. Okay. Cheers to a happy ending, Meredith.
Cheers.
I'll see you next time.
See you next week.